Six decades after the end of the Second World War, the government has today finally settled its war debts to America and Canada. The final instalments were paid on the £2.2 billion loaned by the US in 1945 and the £600 million borrowed from Canada. Do you feel better now we've just repaid it? Mark Harrison is Professor of Economics at the University of Warwick. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. What were these loans actually used for then, do we know?
Well, they were used to make life a little easier in post-war Britain. Life was hard. Britain had lost its export markets. Its industries had been turned over to making munitions. There was a lot of rebuilding to be done and building the health service and schools and so on. Hanging on to our empire as best we could. Being able to borrow from America enabled us to do all these things with a little less hardship than there would otherwise have been.
So we were able to secure, I don't know, all sorts of resources, whether it's food, arms, oil, and it's repayable to the United States. And we started paying it back, what, in 1950?
That's right, 1951. The food and oil and weapons that you mentioned came during the war, but these were free of charge. America gave us roughly $30 billion of goods and equipment during the war, which was entirely free. The only bit that we paid for was the bits that were in storage or in transit on the day the war ended. That was fixed at around $600 million. It's only about 2% of the total of wartime aid. But coupled with that was a much bigger post-war reconstruction loan, which was designed to help us to overcome the after effects of the war. It wasn't to do with fighting the war itself.
Do we owe any money for any other wars at any other period, still, or not?
Well, there's a bit of a hazy question about Britain's debts from World War I. There was a general moratorium on the repayment of war debts in 1934. The world was financially in chaos. Everybody was going through a rough time, and it was clear that the complications caused by the post-war debts were a factor in that in the 1930s. And indeed, that was one reason why in World War II the Americans decided that any aid that they gave to their allies, to Britain and Russia, would not be in the form of credits, but would be gifted entirely free of charge.
Mark Harrison with us tonight, Professor of Economics at the University of Warwick. Mark, thanks for joining us.